Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Well, hello there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. I'm so glad that you are here with us today. It's going to be a special Halloween edition as we get ready for Halloween, and then we move into the holidays. It seems like every single year during this time, we encounter the political correctness taking over and a fear that some child somewhere might have to be put in a place where they feel uncomfortable. This is bad. This is terrible. No child should have to learn how to be uncomfortable, right? Well, what am I talking about? You might have seen this story. This is in Vermont. An elementary school has canceled Halloween. I know. Can you imagine? Halloween gone forever. Now, I can understand some reasons why you wouldn't want Halloween. Maybe the costumes are a pain, you know, things like that. Maybe it's too disruptive to the school. You know, if that was some of the reasoning, I could understand it. But listen to why they want to get rid of Halloween. Quote, "We're reflecting on our practices that we believe every celebration held in school should be fully inclusive." Now, I want you to think about this logic for a minute. Every activity has to be able to include every single student. I mean, talk about limiting yourself and talk about not preparing children for the realities of life. I mean, what are these children going to do the first time they find themselves in a circumstance where their workplace or their college or their group of friends or somebody else has the nerve to suggest that they do something that that student is not comfortable with? This mindset and this logic has been creeping its way into our society for a very long time, and I think it's dangerous. The idea that you never want a child to be uncomfortable. You never want to put them in a place where they actually have to consider the beliefs and the viewpoints of other people. No, we can create this perfect environment where you're never challenged. You never have to consider that other people might believe and practice and do other things that you want to do. This, the officials at this elementary school also said that holiday traditions also make some students feel uncomfortable. For example, they say, many people are made uncomfortable by the notion that you change your identity. You turn into someone else, and those somebody else's could represent cultural appropriations. Oh my goodness. I weep for children being raised in this type of environment. We need to be raising our children with a clear understanding that guess what? Other people have different beliefs and cultures, and we embrace them. We celebrate them. And we will teach you that if this upcoming event makes you uncomfortable, then it's actually okay. It's actually okay to look at somebody else's beliefs and feel uncomfortable. Or it's okay to say, you know what? That's not for me. I'm not going to participate in that because I don't really believe in that. To be okay in your own skin and okay with the skin of other people. I just can't believe that people logically sit there and think that the best possible way to raise children is to create an environment where no challenge to their belief system or who they are ever occurs or ever happens. I just, wow, 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 wow. I think that it is healthy, and one of the things that we try to do with our own children is to expose them to the beliefs of other people, to encourage them to learn about other people. And when they felt uncomfortable that somebody else had a belief system, to not look at the other person's belief system, but to check yourself. Check your own beliefs. Check and make sure you're in the right place. Give space, give room for other people and their beliefs, and allow them to have them. And the fact that you would be uncomfortable by the notion that you change your identity, are you really telling me, I mean, honestly, are you really telling me that these concerns come from the child? That the child in elementary school who was thinking about getting ready for Halloween is going to say, you know what, Mom and Dad, I'm just really uncomfortable by the notion that I'm going to have to change my identity for Halloween. I mean, come on. I probably shouldn't laugh because these people are very serious about what they're doing. But I just think that a huge part of education and this process that we have to raise our children, it's not about learning math. It's not about learning the sciences. It's about learning to coexist with each other. It's about understanding each other. And it's about learning how to be an adult. And in what world are these kids going to grow up and be in a place where they're not challenged all the time with other people's beliefs and systems? It's just short-sighted to me. It's all emotional. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And again, I'm not going to make a child, you know, have to go through Halloween if they don't want to be somebody else's identity, but I'm also not going to take that away from other kids and teachers and parents who love it. I'm not going to take that away from them because it might put a child in a situation where they're confronted with their uncomfortableness. That's okay. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's not something we should be running away from. At least if you ask J-Mac. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the J-Mac podcast. If you'd like to donate to J-Mac for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.